Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 375. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
The lizard men are good people. They're good people.
Are they good people, or are they the best people?
I don't know if they're the best people, because they eat people.
Mm.
So maybe that takes them down a notch?
No, that makes them even better.
Okay. But there's some good people amongst them, even though they eat people.
Sure.
All right.
Nah, man, they're like spiders. They, like, eat the bad people.
They eat the bad people.
Right.
Okay.
Just like spiders, they just eat the bugs. Eat
that,
you know.
Bugs and keep you safe. Yeah. I like that idea. That works.
They eat people who are bugs, right. Something like that.
Jeff is here.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
I don't know.
And Pete is here, too. Yeah, we have a good batch of games. We missed last week. That was my fault. I was away with my wife.
It was a team effort.
Yeah, it's fine.
The team of Chris and his wife.
Yeah.
But also
two of us went away, lazy. And that fucked everything over. But yeah, we are recording this on the eve of the Super Nintendo Classic launching.
God, that makes it sound way more important than it actually is.
Right? Like, this is such a momentous episode as we sit down.
It's like 9/11. Where were you when the...
It also makes it sound like we're in... Like, in the 90s? When did the SNES launch?
91. I still remember seeing it in Babbage's. They had like a video, video monitor with it on it. Yeah,
I remember you Babbage's. Play,
I don't know if you could play, but I think you could just watch video. It was just like it would just show video of Super Mario World, and I'm like, holy shit, bro!
Awesome. Yeah. 1991, August 23rd, 1991.
Damn, I was born what? 18 days before that?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
God, we all just got older. Thanks, Pete.
So this was my third system,
exactly.
My third generation of systems.
Like when I got the SNES, I'd had like an NES for like 4 years.
Yeah. Oh wow. Thanks, Pete. This isn't any sort of big launch or anything. Like it is kind of funny though, that you know, it almost seems like a major hardware launch because of the way Nintendo handled the NES Classic. Like, people are actually, like, going... I've heard people are lining up outside some stores, and that's crazy to me. For what is basically, like, an emulation
box. What do you mean it's crazy? You're going to the midnight launch.
I am not standing in line. There have been people standing in some lines. I'm going to drive 15 minutes to the Walmart and see if I can walk in and buy one. And then if I can, I'm going to get up at 9:30 and go to Target.
This is so much more effort than this thing deserves. Good
right?
Lord.
It is way more effort. My wife goes like, why are you taking off tomorrow? I'm like, because I'm going to buy the Super Nintendo Classic. And she's like, is that really necessary?
No.
Like, of course it is.
I'm Star jealous, Fox Chris.
A glorified paperweight.
It's a cute paperweight.
Hey, there's
your paperweight could play video games. I mean,
it is a paperweight thing.
That's why it's glorified. Like,
it's bona fide classics in there. So.
There are
right.
amazing
that are widely available in several other forms.
This is also true, and I own some of them, like in actual cartridge form, but. I will say this, I like playing games on the NES Classic. Like, even though I have some of those games in cartridge form and in like on the Wii or whatever, I like the way that system works. It's really easy to kind of like make a save state. Some of the stuff on like the 3DS and the Wii U, you have to jump through some hoops to do it. It's not terrible, but The NES Classic makes it really easy, and from what I hear, the Super Nintendo Classic is kind of similar. So, and just having them all right there, pop it in. It's a great conversation piece. People come over, like, I know when I got the NES Classic, people came over and like, oh, like that's really cool, and I was like, it works, and like, no, it doesn't, and then like, you press the button and they're playing games and like playing Punch Out, and it's a fun little party thing, like. But whatever, we don't have one of those yet, so we can't really talk about it. but we have a bunch of other games we can talk about, and Tony's been playing NBA 2K18.
18, the MMO.
The MMO, huh?
It's an MMO. So I always played the My Career mode. I never really touched any of the other game modes.
Mm-hmm.
But for this year, they've taken that My Career, like the My Player, and like made it this all-encompassing thing, this like centerpiece of all of these other portions of the game. So you get into the game, you create your My Player, and you're like released into this like hub world where there's all this stuff you could do to make your player better. You can like, there's a gym you can go to and do exercises. You can go to the team facility, the team practice facility, and like do drills and practice. There's a court you can go to and you can play against other players. You can walk into like 2K Pro-Am and play some tournaments. Like, you could do everything that you could do in the game before from this hub world.
That's been a big thing lately. Like, Splatoon had one. Didn't the last Call of Duty have one? Or is going to have, or the new one's going to have one?
No, the last Call of Duty did have, like, a place you go back to in between missions and...
Right, like a social hub, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, although there was no socialism. Not socialism. There was no being social in...
Socialization?
Yeah, there was no socialization in Infinite Warfare because it was like a hub world for the single-player game, so... It was weird.
Yeah, this is... it's interesting because I might play portions of the game I'd never played before. Like, I'd never play Pro-Am. I'd never gone to the court and play against other people before. And now it's really easy. I could just walk over there while I'm playing the career mode, which is cool. There's also like the hub world is full like stores where you can go in and buy stuff for your player. There's a tattoo parlor and like a place you can get your hair cut. And
if you spend money,
you
don't have to spend money. You can just like, you earned VC for like everything you do in the game. So it's kind of like, I've seen people complaining about the, they're calling them microtransactions, and I guess because you could buy the VC, that's fine, but you don't have to. And I always end up with more when I'm playing this game. I end up with more VC than I can ever spend. By the time I get like through my first season.
Okay, so they haven't messed with the. Like reward system where
no, it's exactly the same reward okay. system it's always been. So
yeah, because some of the reviews I was reading made it seem like they had toned it down, like you were getting like a really slow trickle of VC.
Oh no.
Okay. No. So like, if you are going to like, you play the game like extensively, like you're gonna make enough of this. Like, that other stuff is for people that aren't playing.
Right. If you want to be good now and like you don't have the time to like play through a season or whatever, you can instantly buy yourself up to the top, which is fine. But even if you do that, you're not going to have any of the badges unlocked. Like, you're going to be short. Your player's going to be deficient in a bunch of ways anyway. So
it's not pay to win. Like, you can definitely like up some skills and stuff, but
right,
you're not going to be like, you know, Michael Jordan right out of the gate.
No.
Okay. That does sound interesting, the way they're handling it this year, like kind of pushing you in the direction of different game modes.
Yeah.
Because there are definitely things in sports games like I never touch because there's no reason to, because it's not just not what I do.
Yeah. Hmm. The other interesting thing about it, so there's a story mode attached to the career again. mm-hmm. you play through the games, you like meet all these people and do all this stuff. This year, it's really campy. The last two 2K games both had story modes, and they were really serious, and they dealt with some really like hardcore social issues, and like took your character to depths of despair and all this stuff. Here, it's just like funny. Like, they're making fun of everything, and it's all jokes. It's not serious at all. It's kind of a weird turn. Your character has this weird, like, weaselly voice. So if you look at my player kind of looks weaselly because I've tried to, like, embody the... he definitely looks like a dude.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's interesting because it does seem like some of these story modes in these games, though, have been going, like, a more serious route. Like... Madden seems way more serious.
Oh,
like
yeah.
How they're handling it, and the FIFA story mode seems very serious, and how that goes. And so,
I bought that game too. Just an FY.
Yeah, you enjoying it, Fozzy?
Have you played it yet?
Yes, I have.
How come you haven't created a player yet? Have you?
I have.
How come you're not on my list?
What'd you buy it on?
Xbox.
Well, that's why I'm not on your list.
Damn it, Fozzy.
Because I got the shitty version. I couldn't contain myself. Got the Switch version. I like being blamed in.
One of the reasons why I bought this game is it's one of the 4K upgrade games for the Xbox One X. Like, fine, I was going to wait, and I'm like, I have to have this for when the X comes out.
Well, to me, like I was saying in my little Twitter rant, is that it's a good game that is just like, it needs to be cheaper because there's a lot of things that they don't have in it that they have in the other versions. It's 30 frames, and to be perfectly honest, I'm not one, like, I could probably see it more in a sports game than anything, but I don't see the slowdown necessarily in... when I'm playing the game, but definitely like in the pregame stuff, you can see it, it's pretty bad. So hopefully they patch some stuff up, but you know, I want to be able to play this like in bed, and it seems like a perfect game where I could just get a couple games in before I go sleep, so I got it.
How long does like a game take?
Like in the My Player mode?
Yeah, or I guess for regular,
you can,
like,
I mean,
you can set the time, right? Like,
yeah, you could set it up to I think like 8-10 minutes, I think, or maybe even a full like 12-minute game. I don't know, quarters.
I'm playing 12-minute quarters in my career.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
So does that take you like half hour, 40 minutes to complete a game, Tony? Yeah.
Well, my player's still not starting, so okay. The games go a little faster. Yeah.
That's the same for mine too. So, But I was really pissed off that it didn't have the face scan. I knew about that beforehand, but I really wanted a like actual sports title. I'm going to get Golf Story, which just came out, which looks great.
You're not
going to
get FIFA?
No.
I thought you would be all over FIFA, Fozzy.
See, I got FIFA 17, though, already. So
you got, what'd you get it for? Wait, no.
Xbox. Well, I have it on Xbox because I have EA Access, and then I got it for PS4 when it came out. So, for me, most of the time, like, sport titles, I like to skip every other year. And I haven't bought a 2K game since 15, so I was like, you know what? I'll just give it a try. I already heard, like, there's already some mixed reviews on it on Xbox or PS4, so I was like, I might as well try it on the Switch. So, I mean, you know, it's okay. I'm kind of upset that it worries me that there's going to be a lot of these big corporations that are going to make sports games, but they're not going to have the full package, but they're still going to charge $60. So, it's worrisome because, again, you know, besides the first party games, like, is this how it's going to be with a lot of third party stuff? Like, If it goes across all platforms, is there just like, is the Switch going to be a watered down version, you know?
I mean, yes. I mean, just look at Doom, right? I mean, not right. That the multiplayer was like a big thing for anybody, but
yeah.
Like, so, I mean, you can download that, but it doesn't come with any of the level editing tools. That...
Yeah, the snap map not being there. And I mean,
and I get it. It's a tablet, more or less. So, I mean, obviously there's limitations, right? But at that point, then discount it, you know? I mean, give people an incentive to buy it at $40. And the thing is that, the crazy thing is that NBA 2K is the best-selling game right now on the Switch. Like, it's number one.
Wow.
So, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so if you go, I mean, if you go to the bestsellers list, it's there. It's right up there. So, I mean, it's, there is a demand for these type of games, and it looked really corny, like, when they were showing it off, like, you know, like, everyone's at a basketball court, and then they're playing the Switch 2K game, like, right. No, they're not. They're not going to do that. But that being said, like, I like to be able, like I said, I like to be able to lay down in bed. It just feels comfortable and just stare at the screen and be able to play like 10 to 15 minute games and play a couple of those before I go to bed. It makes sense to me. So, like, why not get it here as opposed to like sitting on my couch and playing it that way? So,
holy yeah, I mean, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are. Sorry, right there, Jay.
Did Hefe talk about Steam World or the Steam World game or whatever, Dig World?
See, no, it's, yeah. You guys want to talk about that?
I would like to.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about Steam World Dig 2.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't really know anything about the series like at all. I just saw some people on Twitter like saying, oh my god, this game is like awesome. I kind of looked into it. I'm like, oh, it seems like it could be good. And it's very good. Like, I'm obsessed with it. It's basically, like, it's one of those games with one of those very addictive loops, kind of like Slime Rancher, where it's like a 2D game, and you're, like, digging, kind of like Dig Dug style, deeper and deeper down into the earth. And, like, the further you get, the more, like, upgrades, and like, you go back to the surface and, like, upgrade yourself, which just allows you to get deeper and deeper and, like, do more and more shit. It's constantly, it's got like that hook to it. Around, you'll find like these optional little caves that you can go in that are like, you know, kind of reminds me of like Breath of the Wild, how there's like the, whatchamacallit, the shrines all over the place, where it's just like a one room puzzle type thing. And doing those will give you essentially these things called cogs, which you use to upgrade your abilities like in different ways. It's really fun, dude. I don't know. I've been playing a lot of that. I don't know. I don't have a sense of like how long it is or whatever. So I don't know how like far I am into it. But I've played for probably close to 10 hours, probably.
It's a good chunk.
Yeah, it's all I've been playing basically for the last week until today. But yeah, like it's, I'm like not joking at all. Like it's a buy for sure on the Switch, and it's gonna be up there on my list. Like if it holds up as good as it is right now, it's just a super chill, like awesome game that you could like either play for a couple minutes or like lose hours into. You know.
I have a question for you. Yeah. I didn't like Spelunky. Will I like this game?
What the fuck?
Gotcha.
I'm sorry. What?
Didn't like Spelunky.
Yeah.
I like Spelunky. It's not the same thing. It's not like, it's not hard at all. Like, so,
I guess I don't understand the game, but from what I looked at, the few screenshots I looked at, it had a feel of Spelunky.
Yeah, but Spelunky had like unforgiving. No, it's, I don't think it is at all. I think it's very designed levels. It's just that, the paths you dig through the earth like might look different, but you're essentially going to end up stumbling onto the things you need to anyways, I think.
Okay.
I don't think it's procedural at all.
That was something that I saw in... I played a little bit of the original, and like you could totally fuck yourself by like digging in the wrong spot and getting stuck in a place you couldn't get out.
No, not at all. And okay. From what I've heard, this is like a huge step up from the original, and that like the original didn't have like this is like there's puzzles and shit all the time you're running into, and like the original was not like that. Like it was more kind of random and shit. Like no, dude, it's real good. And yeah, it's not like it's, I mean, it's like Spelunky in that you're like underground, like exploring and shit. But like Spelunky had like really hard level design where honestly, if you died, it was like you'd have to start over. Like it was like like a roguelike or whatever. Not like that at all. It's very fucking chill, dude. It's the easiest recommend. Like if you give that game a half hour, you're gonna get it and you're gonna be addicted to it.
Cool. Fozzie, have you played any of that yet? Or
any of what? Sorry.
Any of
SteamWorld Dig.
SteamWorld Dig 2.
No, I didn't buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an easy buy, dude. It's like $20, I think. No. Like,
well, I want to play Golf Story, and so there's just a lot of games, and I just get worried that I'm not going to put a ton of time into it. So,
well, speaking of Golf Story, Jeff, you picked that up. You played a little bit of it. Just came out, right?
Yeah, it came out today, I guess. Okay. I thought it came out tomorrow, so I probably would have bought it earlier. I have not played. Yeah, I've probably played hour and a half to 2 hours now. And I'm finally, like, just now in my first, like, real round of golf. Like, just playing golf.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not far enough to, like, say anything definitive. It seems really awesome, though. Like, if you are familiar with, like, older golf games and, like those, you're totally going to dig this, I think. But it does have, like, a whole, like, story to it, too. Like, kind of like an RPG. There's like elements of that in Mario Golf Advance Tour on the Game Boy Advance, which like I used to love that game because of that. Like so like in between rounds of golf in that game, like you could like wander around this area, go to a clubhouse, like buy new stuff, upgrade your stats and whatnot. And it gave it like that RPG feel. This is kind of that taken like a step further where there's like a real story, and stuff like that. So like you start off like you're a little kid, your dad shows you about golf, and you, like, love it. And when the game starts proper, it's, like, 20 years later, and you get up out of bed, and you actually call your ex-girlfriend, and they show her, like, hey, you need to come pick up your shit. You got, like, boxes all over my house. He's just like, screw you, I'm never coming back, and I'm going to chase my dream of becoming a golfer, or whatever. And then the game starts, and it's like, now I'm like, trying to get this guy to coach me, and I'm doing all these like little challenges to impress him so that he'll finally coach me so I can become a professional golfer. So that's pretty like a pretty neat spin on it, and you're getting, you know, what seems like a really solid like 16-bit golf game in there as well. Like I don't know, it's like right up my alley. It's something I've always kind of wanted, is a game like this. So as soon as I saw it a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh my god, I gotta get this. Like, so yeah. But I've played enough to it to like be like, say you have to get this. Another problem is like I'm really enjoying it right now, but I'm like still in my head thinking about SteamWorld Dig 2. Like I want to finish that game.
Well, one like SteamWorld pulled you away from another game which you were really looking forward to.
Yeah.
Tell us about Metroid: Samus Returns.
I mean, we kind of already discussed it a little bit, right? Like,
no.
Metroid.
Yeah, last week we did. Not last week, the week before.
Had Jeff. She's yeah, I guess
about,
he had.
Talking
Jeff,
about the
Jeff,
melee
Jeff,
thing.
Jeff had
and,
got it early, and.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had played a little bit of it, right?
It's good. Like, it's Metroid. It just. I'm never going to get over a couple things, mainly that, like, I would have liked it on the Switch. Like, it just. It's like, what the fuck am I playing this on? I was having a good time with it, except for the fact that every boss is essentially the same. Like, there's, like, variants on it, but you also fight the variants over and over, too. And there's, like, 40 bosses. It's, like, all you're doing is, like, going through this game looking for these Metroids, and they're all, you know, there's, like, a couple different variations on it, and that's it. And you fight them over and over and over. And then when I got near the end, like, it got, like, super, super hard, and I had, like, 4 out of 40 left, and I was like, this is fucking annoying. And then I bought SteamWorld Dig 2, and I haven't looked back. So I don't know how I feel about this Metroid yet. Like, it's still cool. It's still Metroid. I'm not, like, really bitching about it, except, like, I don't know. It seemed like my interest, like, fell off a cliff near the end. Where, like,
Had you played Metroid 2 originally? Like, I wonder if that's a good translation of that, or...
I've never played Metroid 2. I'm sure it's kind of, like, I'm sure it's the same idea. I'm sure you were chasing down Metroids in that.
Yeah, there were, like, 40 Metroids, and, like, they got progressively harder.
Yeah, I mean, I think the level design is pretty good in it, and I just feel like that central conceit of it, like, it feels a little off, like, hey, just chase down these 40 things that are all the same, and there's no real big bosses. I don't know. I didn't, like, hate it, though, or anything. I just felt like once I got to the end and I saw how hard the last four were going to be or whatever, I was just like, I don't think I care enough.
You're like, no, I'm out. I have not touched Samus Returns yet, but I did play and finish the original Metroid over the weekend.
Jeez.
Ooh.
That's craziness.
That game's really hard. it's like not the game itself probably isn't there's, you know, the exploration's fine. There's a couple of platforming parts that aren't great. Where you're kind of at the bottom of this chasm, and like you have to shoot up and then keep jumping as the blocks reappear, like building yourself a bridge up. That's kind of like the shittiest like platforming section in the game. But once you get to the final area, after you beat the Ridley and can't think of the other boss's name, but you go and like you're going through the area where all the Metroids are going to go fight Mother Brain. Like that final area is a bitch. You got to take out like the five. You have to like blow up the five tubes, which take like 20 missile shots apiece, and it's tough. I did not realize, like, I tried it multiple times. I had gotten to the door, and I was trying to get all the way to Mother Brain. Like, I didn't realize you could go back outside the door and kill, like, some Metroids and restock your health and your missiles. like, when I finally figured that out, I was able, like, after each section of... because you have to blow up the five tubes. Like, after each tube, I would go back out and restock, and it made the final battle easier. It was still tough. Like, I ended up, like, with maybe 130, 150 energy, which isn't a lot if you have, like, at that point, like, you're going into the final battle with, like, 600, 700 energy if you've been picking up the tubes as you go along. Mother Brain's a pain in the ass, and then there's like this timed platforming excursion to the top to get out, and that's a pain too, because if you miss a jump, you basically fall all the way to the bottom and have to restart. But yeah, I'm glad I don't think I had ever beaten that before, and
I was gonna say I'm very impressed. I have never beaten, like, I've gotten decently far into that game, but oh my god, that's some archaic design. That's like crazy, you know.
And if I was playing that using my cartridge of Metroid, I don't think I would have been able to do it. I was playing on the NES Classic, where like I saved it right outside Mother Brain's door. So like I was able to kind of like, you know, do things you couldn't do in the original game. Like, I don't know how people beat that game. Like, that's a tough game. Like, some people are just savants when it comes to some of those old games, but I am glad I beat it. Like, that was fun. That was a challenge. Like, even using save states and such, that's a challenging game, and glad I can cross that one off the list.
Have you, like, played the other Metroids? I can't even remember if, like, you're into it or not.
Yeah, I played Metroid, and, like, I played Super Metroid.
Okay.
I don't think I ever played Metroid 2. I own Metroid 2 on the 3DS. I think it's on the 3DS. And I own Samus Returns now, but I haven't got to play that yet. And I played the Prime games. And Other M, I played that. I don't hate that game.
Yeah,
I don't hate it either.
Like, the story's terrible, but I think gameplay wise, like it's a decent, like, Metroid game. Like, it's a weird mix of, like, 2D Metroid and some of the Prime stuff in certain spots. Like, it does a weird combination of both, but I think for the most part, that's still a decent Metroid game the way it plays.
Yeah, I remember liking it. Like, yeah, it's not all the way there, but there's, like, it's kind of neat. Like, if you're going to do it on the Wii, it was, like, a neat,
yeah,
neat way of doing it on the Wii, I guess. You know?
I'll say this. I like it more than Prime 3, but I never really enjoyed, like, the motion control for first-person shooters on the Wii, so I think there are people that love it, but
I just didn't like the design of Prime 3, like the way it was, like, super linear and stuff. It felt like
I wonder if that's because of the control system, like, just the way that, like, because Prime handles very, very well. Like, I don't love Prime. I don't really love 3D Metroid, but I think Prime handles well, and Prime 2 is okay. But Prime 3 is, yeah, it's more linear, and I could never get a good handle on the controls with that game.
Man, I love the first Prime. That's, like, for me, like, that's why I'm, like, way more excited for them to be doing, like, Prime a new 3D one. Yeah. But I never loved the third one. Yeah.
All right. Well, so Metroid Samus Returns, you're not in love with, but you think it's decent enough.
It's Metroid. Game, yeah. Yeah.
I
also heard it's selling like total ass. So
like Metroid sells.
Yeah.
There's poop.
It makes you wonder, like,
poop. What?
You know, Nintendo's gotta, like, poop look right at there. This every time they release one of those and just be they like, do. Why do we keep bothering? It's like everyone just yells and yells and yells and they never buy this fucking game.
Well, it's
I like the yell.
Because, like, yeah, Jeff bought it, I bought it. Brian bought it. Like, Brian
all
actually
he does is yell, yell, yell.
Brian went out and bought a 2DS to play the game. Like, he spent $200 to play fuck? This game. Like, that's a little crazy to me. I wouldn't spend $200 to play Metroid, but yeah, like, it's Metroid's never sold particularly great, I don't think. So, and Japan does not, like, they don't have any kind of affinity for it. Like, it's mostly an American game. Like, Metroid 2 was designed to be the seller for the Game Boy in America.
America.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, but if you make it, I think if they make a good Prime 4, maybe, I don't know.
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, hopefully, right?
Like, yeah, I wonder if those are the exception, right? Like, they made 3 of them, right? So
yeah.
And the first Prime did sell decent, like, because it was, I think, amazing. But I don't know. It just seems like with the Switch right now, it's like everyone just is loving on Nintendo, and maybe, I don't know.
Hopefully, like, Prime 4 comes out and it's a good game and it sells well. Like, who doesn't like? I mean, I guess there's lots of people that don't like Metroid, but
well, apparently.
Speaking of 3DS games, though, I've been playing Monster Hunter Stories, quite a bit of it, actually.
Ooh.
That is a fucking Pokemon-ass Monster Hunter game.
Hell yeah.
But it's not Pokemon in the fact that, like, you know, you're walking around in the tall grass catching monsters. Like, you go and raid basically lairs, like, or nests. So you go through, like, a dungeon. They're normally very small. They might have a couple, like, treasure chests or something in them. But then you go, and there's a location that has a nest. Sometimes the mother is there, and they will attack you. Sometimes they are not, and you can, like, push your luck and try and get as much stuff as you can out of the nest area. And sometimes they'll come back and attack you. That's how you get your new monsters, though. You steal eggs from the nests, and then you bring them back, and you tap on them, and you hatch them. That game's fun. Like, it's turn-based. It's basically, like, the combat's rock, paper, scissors, where it's, like, some enemies will attack with power. If they attack with power, you want to counter with a speed attack, which will give you a bonus over them. And if they attack with a speed attack, you want to attack with a tech attack. And so, like, each one counters the other one and give you bonuses. And you can figure that out. There's an item that you can use to kind of tell you what their tendencies are. It's a pretty deep game. And then it has that whole Monster Hunter, like, armor system, like, where you're upgrading your armor and you're gathering resources to craft new materials. Like, it's pretty deep. And you can ride your monsters, which is kind of cool.
Hell yeah.
So, if you're looking for, like, a cool, like, little handheld Pokemon-type game while you wait, the new Pokemon game, or... it's like a half-step Pokemon game, right? Like,
but, so not really a Monster Hunter game.
No.
Not a Monster Hunter game, and like, yeah, no, definitely not a Monster Hunter game. It takes place in that universe. You are a rider, not a hunter. And riders, they like cultivate monsters, and they develop kinship with them. Whereas monster hunters, obviously, are going killing monsters. There's still a lot of monster killing in this game, but. It's fun. Like, it straight up has the experience share. Like, you get in a battle, and like, your whoever's in your party at the time will get experience. So none of your monsters are ever like kind of out of spots. You have three hearts that are basically like, so you can each of your monsters can. It's not like in Pokemon where. You know, each of your six monsters can be they can be knocked out. You can suffer three knockouts, and then like you lose that battle. And I guess if you lose against a monster and not a not another rider, I guess the game's over. I don't know. That hasn't happened to me yet. It's cool. If you have a 3DS, you're looking for that type of game. I know Jeff he's done with the 3DS. He thinks it should be retired.
I agree.
It should. It totally should, dude, because Switch is an awesome fucking handheld as well. Like,
I agree.
I just don't get it. Like,
well, I don't know. I think I actually prefer playing handheld with my 3DS, but it's just the way... it's like, I don't know. There's something about the Switch that just... It gives my hands cramps when I play it too long in handheld mode.
What?
I don't know how you got through.
It's too heavy for him. It's too heavy.
You haven't played Metroid yet.
No, I haven't played Metroid
yet. Oh. Get ready for the cramps.
Okay.
I can fuck up your hands.
Cramp City.
Yeah.
I can't wait. yeah, so that's Monster Hunter. Tony, you've also played
with monsters.
Yeah.
Not very much, but because it came out today. I will say, so for the original Total War Warhammer, I was not excited at all. I was sad when they announced that they were doing a Warhammer game, because I kind of like the history games, whatever. And it was the best game that I played last year. From what I've read of reviews, this new game is supposed to be better. The choices of factions are a lot more interesting to me this time around.
Okay.
The Lizardmen are really cool. I started the Lizardmen campaign. I played about 2 hours. Their artillery is like an ankylosaur that shoots a laser.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Buddy.
So it's it's cool. It's full of cool stuff like that. You know, having watched a lot of the trailers, dinosaurs everywhere, so I was all over the lizard men. I just made it out of like the tutorial section where they actually put you to tough battles in the tutorial. Like, I was really surprised how evenly matched I was with my opponents, because normally in a Total War tutorial they let you like overwhelm the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the case here. So there were some close fights. The game premise seems to be a little different this time around. Normally in Total War games, you're trying to, you know, conquer the world or whatever. here the goal is to perform rituals. And when you're doing these rituals, like the entire world of Total War is trying to attack you. So you end up fighting everyone at once. It's kind of a weird premise. But it, I like how it turns the game on its head. There's also, if you own both of the Total War games, you get access to this huge world. Or at least that's their first big free update. I don't have access yet. So I'm excited to get through that too, to play through as much Total War as I can.
But, cool.
Yeah. No, looks good so far. I'm excited to play more.
It's been a little while for you. You needed a good strategy game. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Pete, you've been playing Destiny.
Yep.
Hey. Yeah, buddy.
Playing it right now.
Still playing Destiny. That's impressive. It's three weeks now.
I actually didn't play any last week. I never got, and I'm kind of annoyed because I never got to like log in and do a bunch of shit that I needed to do. But
I get those dailies, weeklies.
It's the weeklies that I've finished. Actually, today I did all of them today. Yesterday and today. I finished them up today.
Did the raid?
The raid's the only thing I haven't done, and that's because I don't have a team six.
That's fair. Are you playing Xbox?
No.
He doesn't have an Xbox. He's a Sony guy.
Are you playing on PS4, Fozzie? Or are you playing?
Yeah,
on
you should join our clan.
I have a clan, but I'd be happy to join yours. I think it was just one that a bunch of people put together to get the clan rewards.
It's fair.
But yeah, I mean, if you guys are going to raid at any point, let me know. I'm 279 right now, and like I just want to fucking get to 280 so that way I can get the mods unlocked. I like. The game, for some reason, decides to like hamstring your loot grind from 265 to 280.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And it's the most agonizingly slow experience ever. I've heard it gets much better after 280.
Oh, that's good.
Because, like...
I was wondering, all I'm hitting is 265 for all my Ingrams. It's crazy.
So, like, that stuff caps out at 265 for a while, and then at some point, I think after 275... they cap out at 273.
Yeah, and then so, you like, get a bunch of Ingrams and shit.
You
and
can
then,
start, yeah. like, filling out the rest of your shit. It's a time waster. I would rather be playing something like Divinity right now, but I don't have enough money to buy Divinity. I just poured $700 into my car suspension, so...
That'll do it.
It's fun to, like, have the milestones to do and stuff. It's just like I just spent between today and yesterday like 3 hours in the competitive mode for like the milestones and stuff, and it was a nightmare. I hate competitive Destiny with passion. This game is not made. This game, like, everything is tuned finally for you to shoot the enemies, which behave in very certain ways and stuff, and like when you put it against players that like act and behave differently than the enemies that Destiny is.
Well, it becomes a very different game. Like it takes a very different skill set and an understanding of the weapons in a different way to play competitive Destiny.
Like, right, and not in a fun way. Like that's like my biggest problem with it is, I mean, I did it because I had milestones and I just unlocked the Trials of the Nine, which is basically like the old Trials of Osiris stuff from the first game, I guess. And I mean, that requires you to play to win 7 matches in a row. And now when I played, I won 5 of the 8 games or something I played. But I don't know, man. Like, it's a giant pain in the ass.
Dead.
But I mean, yeah, it's fun. You know, I think I'm gonna at some point, maybe when I hit 280, roll some other classes just to see what's out there, because I've been playing only a hunter the whole time.
Okay.
And stuff, and mostly because Hunter got shafted armor wise, and it is the fucking ugliest stuff I've ever seen in this game. Like, just aesthetically, I look like a monster. Like, all their legendary gear is terrible looking and stuff. Like, Warlocks got all the good shit, and Titans have all like this really cool armor and stuff. And I have like, I mean, I have a cape, which is cool, but
I do like the capes on the Hunters.
But otherwise, man, I have like the Hunter helmets are by far some of the ugliest things I've seen in my entire life.
I try and stick with the one that looks like the Boosh one. It's like a from Star Wars when Leia was acting as the bounty hunter.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I have that one. But I also have a helmet that's 276 and recharges my abilities faster. And I think that's slowly but surely I'm starting to understand how the game works. Because let me tell you, it explains absolutely nothing to you. Like, learning what can infuse into what, like, you know, you can infuse a higher legendary into a rare, right? But you can infuse legendaries into exotics if they're lower, not higher. And it's like, wait, why is it different? And why did nobody tell me? Like, the amount of research I've had to do online just to understand basic loot mechanics in this game is just ridiculous.
I mean, I'm still playing it, and I'm way below you guys. I'm like 232, 233.
Did you finish the campaign?
Yeah, I finished the campaign. I just, like, unlocked the trolls and... you unlock them when you're still at the farm, but,
right.
Like, I didn't do that there, like... Like I gotta be nearing the end. Like I got the team back together. Like let's just finish out the campaign.
Yeah.
And they do some weird things with the campaign where like they keep dropping adventures in as you play, which I was clearing out as I played them, and I came across one before I finished the game that talks about Gaul being dead.
Oh really?
I don't think that this one should be here yet because
that's hilarious.
Because I haven't killed them.
Yeah, I had one that talked about the raid before the raid was open, but I think that was maybe on purpose. I don't know. That was weird.
Maybe. I just did the strikes. Like I did the three strikes last night, and
yeah, and I think did
whatever. I don't know how many strikes there are.
I don't know. I think they keep adding new ones. And stuff. I've definitely played two or three of them the same. I've done the same ones before now.
They all take about the same amount of time, about 15, 20 minutes, but.
Yeah, which is still too long, in my opinion.
I feel that they are better designed this time around than the strikes in the first one. Like, some of them have, like, you know, minor platforming elements, some of them have different combat mechanics, like. Some of them require you to like move around. Like there was one where I was fighting it was like a fallen captain or like something.
Oh, right, where it had faces and keep going invisible and shit.
Yeah, he would go invisible and
God, like that is the most obnoxious strike.
but like so you're trying to stay away from him, but you can't run everywhere on in the arena you're in because like there's electricity in certain spots.
Yeah, the overcharged tracers or whatever.
That was a bitch too because the two people I was playing with had no fucking clue and they kept dying. I had 16 revives during that.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. The strikes are. They're cool when like there's a milestone associated with them, but I don't see the reason to ever do them outside of that anymore.
No, like outside of like maybe like all right, you're gonna run the Nightfall and get the rewards there, but
right. And I wish, for God's sakes, that I could matchmake into the Nightfall.
Yes, it's
so annoying that's can do that.
Been a complaint. Vanilla Destiny launched like they won't let you matchmake into the Nightfall. They won't let you matchmake into the raids.
So. Okay, well, having watched Giant Bomb do this 7-hour raid stream and only accomplish 2 of the 4 rooms, I understand why you would need 6 people to talk to one another. But the Nightfall is not that. The Nightfall is a strike with a time limit. And it's like,
normally some other sort of modifier, right? Like,
yeah.
Yep.
But it's like, okay, everybody knows what they're getting into here. We can...
But even my argument for having matchmaking with the raid is like if you want to do it properly, yeah, you're gonna find a team. But like if you don't have a team, if you're just like a solo player, you can't even try that content out. Like,
yeah, and I guess that's what the guided game stuff is for. I haven't tried that yet. I might try it. I don't have a day off until maybe Monday. Maybe I'll try it on Monday because, you know, it's said to take, you know, I mean, if Giant Bomb only did, and now granted, these would be with people that know it, like everybody but me would essentially know how to do the raid. But
yeah. And I think that the game does a shitty job also of like, when does the raid open up? It's like 260, it says? Is it 260?
260 to 280. I'm going to check.
Yeah. But so the final boss in the raid is evidently like level 300. So right. You're still
just one of him and six of. So right. Looking at it right now, it says recommended power is 270.
You need. Look, I almost beat the raid. I went with four 300 level guys.
Yeah.
And me being my 260s and someone else being 260s, and it was damn near impossible.
Yeah, like you're doing no damage to that boss at all.
None.
Like because you're 40 levels below it. Like,
yeah.
If they kept it at the same rate, I think it was you do -3% damage to the enemy per level you're below, per power level. So if that was at 300, like you're actually doing no damage. Like you're -120%. So that's crazy.
Like, yep. Yep. It's a pain in the ass. Like, and you know, it's fun to like see the number tick up and to like get the new guns and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I'm at the point now where with the exception of the raid and trials, I've seen everything. I've done everything. I mean, I don't have like the some of the exotics, like the Rat King, requires you to link squad up with people and to do shit mm-hmm. with the squad, which again I don't have. So
like they some of those exotic quests are really like interesting and like intricate and but I'm enjoying it. I am definitely playing it at a slower pace than some of you guys. I like what they've done with the patrols. I kind of like some of the, what are they called, lost sectors, which are like hidden caves and stuff. And
sort of helps, like sort of rewards your exploration.
Yeah, and I like the adventures and stuff. Like I think they're a cool addition. I hope they add new ones, like over time, like because they are better than the patrol stuff. Like the patrols are really like just, you know, go down, get your mission or whatever and do a couple things here. But I think it's fun. I am hearing from Destiny veterans that like some of them are like they have level 300 characters in across the board, like all three of their characters are level 300 and like there's nothing else for us to do. Like
yeah, 305 right. is the soft cap, I think.
Yeah, you've also spent like 200 hours in this game, so like, I think you got your money's worth, my dude.
Jesus, like, right? And I guess like the new expansion's coming in December, so they're
right.
They'll up it a little bit.
But, I mean, well, I'm curious what happens in October because it's like they put out their roadmap for September, and like each week there was sort of like a new thing. So like this week's the faction rally and stuff. Fozzy, who'd you pledge to?
New Monarchy. Woo!
Fuck off.
Wee.
Who did you pledge to?
I did Dead Orbit, but New Monarch is easily the worst because they're just like a bunch of dicks.
They're the fascist group.
Like, yeah.
They do have red and silver armor, though. It's kind of cool looking.
Yeah, I went with Dead Orbit just because Peter Stormare plays their leader, and I was like, how can I not?
I went with them because if they win the rally, you get a pretty good scout rifle for 1,000 glimmer, so I like the clan system. It's very improved this time around. I'm hoping that like we now have, I think we actually have six in the clan, or it's either five, and then if Tony eventually gets Destiny 2, we'll have six, so we may actually be able to try the raid, which will be fun. So
yeah, you guys are all on Xbox?
Yeah. It's an interesting game. I'm enjoying it. it's weird. It's been a, like after last year, which was a super strong year for shooters. This has not been a really excellent year for them. Like, it's been okay.
Well, I mean, we're in the part of the year now where they're going to start coming. I mean, you know, Destiny just came out, Call of Duty's coming out, Wolfenstein is later, Battlefront is later. You know, so I mean, because yeah, last year we had Doom and stuff, but I mean, what else did we have?
Doom, Battlefield 1 was excellent. Yeah.
Titanfall, Battlefield.
Yeah, Titanfall 2 was great. Overwatch came out last year.
Oh, that's right. I feel like Overwatch has been out forever, so I've
like, and I mean, I know a lot of people did not like Infinite Warfare, but I enjoyed Infinite Warfare, at least the campaign side of it. Like the multiplayer is garbage, but I thought like last year I thought it was really strong for shooters. Gears, which isn't a first-person shooter, but third-person. Like, we ended up playing a ton of Horde in that. And, this year, it's been, what, Splatoon 2 and Destiny? I guess Prey, technically. I don't know. That's not a very good shooter, though. It's not a bad game. It's just not a very good shooter.
You know what? It has been a good year for not shooters, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I know last year you were basically, yeah. All the good games are shooters. God damn it! Like, this is flip that, Jeff. So you should be happy.
There were lots more strategy games last year too. So.
This has been also the year of Jeff.
Zelda.
That's until they push Mario into next year.
Nah, you know it's not happening.
Anybody else played anything new, different, interesting?
Nope.
I'm about to play Cook Serve Delicious.
What's that?
I haven't yet. What? It's the greatest game ever. You're like a line cook, and people will come in and they'll put in orders, and then you have to use the keyboard to input those orders in, and it's mayhem. You should check out the Giant Bomb. Original one with Ryan Davis is actually fucking hilarious. I would highly recommend that one. Or the sequel, which just came out, is pretty good too.
Cook Serve Delicious 2?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's only $12.99, so I think I'm going to stream that maybe later tonight if I get on to streaming.
Maybe after I get back from trying to buy a Nintendo, I will I'll check it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have my Super Nintendo coming tomorrow. I think I'm going to actually open this one.
Did you not open the NES Classic?
No. I thought I was going to make some sweet, sweet cash.
Not anymore.
I know, they're reproducing it. God damn it, I just wanted to use capitalism. I'm broke.
Well, now you can open it, Fozzy.
Yeah, there you go.
So, like, you could open both, and stuff for you to do.
That should be fun, because we don't have any consoles in our, like, bedroom TV area, so I'm going to put both of them there.
Did anybody catch any news or anything that jumped out at them over the last?
I mean, there was the Red Dead trailer today, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you guys watch that? I did not.
I did. It's not what I wanted.
It's good.
It's not an amazing trailer. I'm so used to the Rockstar trailers being like, oh my God. But the game looks like it's going to be amazing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, graphically it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And my biggest problem is that it's a prequel, and I was like, the one story of Red Dead that I didn't need was the story of Dutch's gang before Marston joined, or while Marston was with them, and
is that what it is?
Like, I don't know. Like, Marston is not mentioned in the trailer. You're playing as this other guy called Arthur Morgan,
okay, grizzled white dude.
Yep,
Arthur Morgan,
grizzled white dude.
Grizzled yep. white dude. And it's, I guess it's about his, I don't know. He seems, I don't know. There were some people saying that he seems to be more, on the alignment chart, like more, like straight up evil than more like a conflicted good guy, like anti-hero kind of thing. He just sort of seems like an asshole.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it shows all the things that you expect. There are trains, there are horses, there are guns. Like, it's, I don't know. It's a, it,
you seem so excited about this.
I mean, I love the first Red Dead and stuff, and you know, let me tell you, Westworld has increased my fascination with of what a Rockstar Western game could be like. But I don't know, I was left unimpressed.
I would love like a Westworld game.
Right,
yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm actually more curious to see what the online mode is. If they like launch with like a battle royale mode or something, or what kind of like if they try to carry over the GTA Online experience into something like Red Dead related would be interesting. And stuff.
Red Dead had an online mode, right? Like
it was actually the precursor to GTA Online because it had the open world. You could posse up and. Yeah. And
that was
stuff.
So much fun. All I would do is be the driver of a stagecoach and go right off the edge and take everyone out with
you. And you're having horrible
memories. I remember those days.
Yeah. Like, all right, boys, get in.
Get in. Father's going to take you to your doom.
Yep. And then just go right off the edge and get out right at the nick of time.
Some brief news before we wrap this up. Volition laid off a bunch of people yesterday.
Yeah, due to the failure of
Agents of Mayhem, evidently bombed hard, and they laid off a bunch of people, including one of their GMs, their studio GM.
Head's got to roll somewhere.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there because. Like Saints Row, like what do they have going for them? Because I don't think they have Red Faction in their. I don't think they own
THQ,
that anymore.
Nordic owns Nordic, that now, yeah. I believe. Oh wait, no! They had it originally.
Or did they sell it off to somebody else?
But Nordic Games does. Okay, no, it got confusing because THQ Nordic Games bought it from THQ in the auction and then became THQ again.
They became THQ, and I think did they drop the Nordic or are they?
I
think
it's sure.
THQ Nordic.
I think it's still Nordic for now, but I think they said over the next year.
Yeah, they're gonna transition into just THQ or whatever. Skyrim Special Edition is getting a hardcore survival mode. That like you'll have to eat and keep yourself warm.
Is it on a Switch?
Right now, no, because it is part of the Creators Club or Creation Club, which I don't think is coming to the Switch, at least not at first. So this is only on PS4, Xbox One, and...
Jesus, they're putting this game out again on those?
Well, it released last year on PS4 and Xbox One. So it's getting this mode... in that game.
Oh,
And,
yeah, it's just kind of as an update or something.
If you have the... if you have Skyrim on Steam or the Legendary Edition, it was all that game was upgraded to the remastered version for free, so you'll have access to that as well if you own it on PC.
Yeah,
it's weird that like they're still working on this game. I mean, yes, they are releasing a new version of this game on the Switch.
Damn it!
Please tell me they're doing this because they're working on the next one.
That would be great, right? Like,
I mean, I don't know. Every time they keep talking, every time somebody asks them about it, they go, "Why would we do that when we have an MMO that is making us millions upon millions of dollars?"
Because I don't like the MMO.
I mean, I agree with
that's
you.
Right. I don't like the MMO either. I tried it. Just not the same.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that a new one would make the millions and millions of dollars, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
Both would.
Yeah, but it costs several million dollars, multi-million dollars. They could just put this out there and just deal with the servers.
This is true. Last piece of news here. So the arcade, what are they called? The arcade archives on the Switch, I guess, are live now. And Mario Brothers.
Yes.
The arcade version of that is available for $8.
Ooh.
Nope. Yeah, hard pass.
Yep, hard pass.
Right.
Dude, there are two amazing games that just came out. A little more expensive than that, but like, fuck Mario Brothers.
That's I'm buying Golf Story tonight.
Well, and like some of the retro gamers that I follow, are saying it's not a great port. Like either.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think I saw Peter Skerritt saying that.
Yeah, he said that, and there's somebody else I follow that said like it's not a great. Like it plays okay, but it's not excellent. It's not a game like I have much interest in playing, and I'm certainly not paying $8 for. But
it just makes me mad that they're gonna do that instead of Virtual Console for right now, because honestly, it feels because of the Super Nintendo Classic, but like maybe it's not.
Why release those games on the Switch right now when we're selling it for $80,
right?
Well, but I was just thinking like they could release, I don't know, something else on the Switch. Like I was gonna say NES, but no, there's an NES Classic,
N64,
fucking GameCube, whatever, dude. Like let's start looking at maybe like the reason they're delaying it is because like they're working it into their paid service. I don't know, but it just feels like here's these super old arcade games no one wants instead. Like I'm sorry, Mario Brothers was fun back in the day, but I would never really want to play that now, especially not for $8.
Yeah, not for $8. And it's what's weird about this is that Nintendo isn't the one publishing this.
Right. It's Hamster, right?
Yeah, Hamster, which is doing, I guess, the Neo Geo ports on the Switch and PS4 and Xbox One. But they're publishing these Nintendo games on the Switch. It's really weird. Whatever. I have no interest in getting this. I might get the arcade version of Punch-Out.
That is intriguing, isn't it?
Right, it's a different game, so
yeah.
And I did pump a lot of quarters into that, but
I think I might have played it once, if ever. I don't know if I've ever played it. Like it wasn't a common arcade cabinet, I don't think.
No, it was weird because my dad worked for a travel agency for a little bit, and across the street from where he worked was a deli, and that deli had two arcade cabinets in it. Miss Pac-Man and Punch-Out. I during the summer sometimes I would go to work with him and he would just give me like $20 and just like, go play games. So I would go across the street and just like play games for like all day or until my $20 ran out and then I had to go get more money. But yeah, so I played that game a bunch, like because it was like one of the two games that was in this deli. all right, well, I think that's it. Is there anything new coming out this week?
Hopefully not, dude. There's too much.
Right, it's getting crazy.
We got a lot of stuff here.
Let's see what upcoming release dates.
I mean, it is October next week, so it could
right.
be
spooky. Cuphead is tomorrow. He's on Xbox.
Now I thought.
Nope. And that's the only interesting one on this list here. I guess Forza is tomorrow as well.
Mm.
You know what? Like, Cuphead does not look that good to me. Like, it's art.
Oh, amazing. No.
But the gameplay does not look great to me.
I feel like at some point they just took what everybody said too much to heart and decided to change the game that they wanted to make to something else.
So originally the game was just like a boss battle thing.
Right, and everyone was like, it's too hard, it's not fun, so they added all this like platforming stuff, and now everyone says, that's not fun either. And the bosses are still hard, and I really just was like, just keep the boss run. Like, there are people, like, especially nowadays, who would love to run that game. Like, that's a speedrunner's dream. That's a streamer's dream. You know? Like.
Like, yeah, all right, so.
And not every game needs to be for everybody.
That too, yeah.
I, I watched like the first 10 minutes of it on IGN, and it looked like there was one like platforming level which was kind of lame, like it was not like well designed. And then there was after that a bunch of like boss battles. Like he would go on the map screen to another level, and it was just a boss battle.
Yeah, I think they like interspersed it to like help you break stuff up or something.
But yeah, but I'm just saying it did seem like 80% boss battles still even. I really want to play it just because the art like still blows my mind. But like,
you're gonna play it, Jeff. You're gonna play
it. I know I'm gonna play it, but it doesn't look.
I think I'll wait on it though. I mean, yeah. I know it's probably not going to go down too much in price, but like, there's so much other things. Might even be a game where like I'll just play it next year or something. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I'll play it at some point for sure. I'm just saying, like, I have my doubts. Still looks so cool.
I'm probably going to skip that one, but I might try Ruiner, though.
Ruiner looks real good.
Yeah. Might try that, and I'll have, hopefully, I can't guarantee, but Fozzie may have the Super Nintendo Classic. Yes. I'm hoping to have one, and Jeff is hoping to have one as well. So
I will attempt.
Maybe we'll have some of that to talk about. Otherwise, games are coming.
They are coming.
It's October is going to get crazy. So as we lead up to Gamageddon on the 27th of October, where everything comes out.
Everyone's getting Mario.
Oh,
right? Come on.
Here.
I am getting Mario, Jeff.
Hell yeah.
What do you guys think about the Assassin's Creed, like the discovery mode?
The
one where there's no combat?
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Okay.
I think it's a something they
I think it's a idea
started
like,
doing a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'd be cool, like you could actually now teach that in class and be able to, well, you know, I mean.
Like, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting, though. So.
It does.
All right. We'll be back next week. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Yeah, goodnight.